With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Israeli forces have severed northern Gaza from the rest of the besieged territory and pounded it with intense airstrikes overnight, setting the stage for an expected push into the dense confines of Gaza City. News Director for Israel and the Palestinian Territories, Joe Fetterman, reports Israel is focusing on northern Gaza.
Israel says this is where Hamas is headquartered, especially in Gaza City, and it is expected in the coming days and the coming weeks to focus its efforts on attacking what it says is Hamas positions, Hamas infrastructure in Gaza City, above Gaza City, and also below in a system of tunnels that Hamas uses to move around its fighters and supplies.
Israel has so far rejected U.S. suggestions that it take a humanitarian pause from its relentless bombardment of Gaza and the rising civilian deaths. More than 1,400 people in Israel have been killed. 1 year before the election, Donald Trump leads President Biden in five key battleground states. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
New survey results from a New York Times Siena College poll show Trump ahead in five of six swing states that he lost in 2020: Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. The president holds a three-point edge over Trump in Wisconsin. According to these battleground state polls, Trump is gaining among Hispanic and black voters, while Mr. Biden is facing serious voter concerns about his age and the economy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former President Trump is vigorously defending his wealth and his business as he testifies in a civil fraud lawsuit accusing him of dramatically inflating his net worth. He suggested that the New York judge hearing the case was biased against him, and he called the state attorney general who brought the case a political hack. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 34 points, the Nasdaq rose 40. This is SRN News. Operation Christmas Child's in full swing, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The annual effort by Samaritan's Purse to bring the gospel and some holiday cheer to poor kids around the world is counting down to National Collection Week. Beginning November 13th, Christians are urged to bring shoeboxes full of small gifts to designated churches in their communities, which will package them and send them to Samaritan's Purse. The ministry delivers millions every year and is looking to set a new record this time. Details at SamaritansPurse.org. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
One interesting side note about the Texas Rangers, who just won the World Series: they're the only Major League Baseball team that doesn't host a gay pride night at the ballpark. Team officials say our commitment is to make everyone feel welcome and included in Rangers baseball. Arlington, which is where the Rangers are based, is one of the more conservative cities in a conservative state. This is SRN News. The U.S. Supreme Court is hearing arguments this week that challenge a law that prohibits people facing domestic violence restraining orders from having guns. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The challenge to the 1994 law is the first one involving guns to reach the justices since their landmark decision last year that expanded gun rights. The gun violence prevention group Brady says that the law has blocked nearly 77,800 firearm sales over the last 25 years. Challenging the law is Zaki Rahimi, a Texas man whose case reached the high court after prosecutors appealed a ruling that threw out his conviction for possessing guns while subject to a restraining order. Donna Warder, Washington.
70 women a month on average are shot and killed by intimate partners. That according to the gun control group Every Town for Gun Safety. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.